New York, AP, The Walt Disney Co's live-action, controversy bedeviled, Snow White, opened in theaters with a sleepy $43 million in ticket sales, according to studio estimates Sunday. With a budget above $250 million, Snow White had set out with higher ambitions, particularly since it returns Disney to its very origins. The 1937 original, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, was the company's first animated feature, and paid for its Burbank studio lot. But this, Snow White, struggled to find anything like a fairy tale ending. The run-up to release was plagued by controversies over the film's handling of the dwarfs, who are rendered in CGI, and backlashes over comments by its star, Rachel Zegler. The PR headaches prompted Disney to pull back on its premiere, also working against the film, directed by Mark Webb, poor reviews. Critics were largely not impressed with Disney's latest live-action remake, with reviews coming in just 43% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. There's been a wide variance between the box office performance of other live-action Disney remakes, but Snow White might mark a new nadir. Jon Favreau's photorealistic The Lion King 2019 didn't have great reviews either, but grossed more than $1.6 billion worldwide. Snow White opened worse than Dumbo, a $46 million opening in 2019, and well shy of Cinderella territory, $67.9 million in 2015. Overseas, Snow White added $44.3 million for a global launch of $87.3 million. But going into the weekend, Snow White had been eyeing a worldwide total closer to $100 million, and a few weeks back, expectations were significantly higher. The result will surely add to questions over Disney's long-term strategy of mining its vault for live-action remakes. In the pipeline are upcoming new versions of Moana and Tangled. A live-action Lilo and Stitch launches in May. Efforts to modernize Snow White, though, quickly ran afoul. In 2022, actor Peter Dinklage criticized the remake plans as backward. Disney ultimately opted to drop and the Seven Dwarfs from the original's title and animate the dwarfs. Some right-wing commentators targeted Snow White and Zegler's casting as an overly woke production. Delays and reshoots also ran up costs. Disney, though, has recently steered a handful of films from modest starts to enviable final hauls. The Barry Jenkins-directed Mufasa: The Lion King opened with $35.4 million domestically, but ultimately surpassed $717 million worldwide. Snow White will face little direct competition in the coming weeks. Audiences gave it a B+ CinemaScore. Warner Brothers' Alto Nights, a period gangster film starring Robert De Niro in both lead roles, was a total misfire. The Barry Levinson-directed film, which cost about $45 million to make, opened with just $3.2 million from 2,651 theaters. The flop of Alto Nights followed another misfire for Warner Brothers with Bong Joon-ho's big-budget sci-fi, Mickey 17. In 3 weeks, it's tallied $40.2 million domestically against a $118 million budget. Magazine Dreams, starring Jonathan Majors as a disturbed aspiring bodybuilder, opened with $700,000 for Briarcliff Entertainment in 815 locations. The film was dropped by Searchlight Pictures after Majors was convicted of two misdemeanor counts of assault and harassment against Grace Jabari, his ex-girlfriend. Majors avoided jail time but was given a year of probation. The disappointment-filled weekend added to a rough 2025 so far for Hollywood. The box office is down 6.9% from last year, according to data firm Comscore, and 38.6% from 2019. Top 10 movies by domestic box office. With final domestic figures releasing Monday, this list factors in the estimated ticket sales for Friday through Sunday at U.S. and Canadian theaters, according to Comscore. 1. Snow White, $43 million. 2. Black Bag, $4.4 million. 3. Captain America: Brave New World, $4.1 million. 4. Mickey 17, $3.9 million. 5. Novocaine, $3.8 million. 6. The Alto Knights, $3.2 million. 7. The Day the Earth Blew Up, $1.8 million. 8. The Monkey, $1.5 million. 9. Dogman, $1.5 million. 10. The Last Supper, $1.3 million. Jake Coyle, The Associated Press.